Hello, honey, beautiful day to you. Welcome to the fourth series on aligning your soul and body and spirit together. That is your trilogy. It's been an amazing time with you so far. I am Adekunle Olamiwonu, and I'm super excited to be talking to you today. Okay, so today we're going to be considering the third aspect of the trilogy, which is the chief of the trilogy and the main focus, okay, of the trilogy. Because when we say something, when we say, you know, we've said so far that what is referred to as the human being is just the soul. Your body and your spirit are just manifestations in the realms, okay? So when we refer to your soul, then you should understand that since there is we've identified that there is a physical world where you have a physical representation, which is your body, and there is a spiritual realm where you have a spiritual representation, which is your spirit. There is always the question then, where does your soul exist? There is always this question of, okay, so I understand that I have a body and it's just a representation of my soul, and I have a spirit which is also a representation of my soul. But is there a way that I can say this is my soul? Is there a particular way I can touch or feel my soul? So we're going to be explaining all of that today. Okay, so first let us start from understanding this. Your soul is the chief seat of the trilogy. It is the most important part of you because it is the real you. Every other thing about you is just a manifestation of your soul. Every other thing about you is a manifestation or a representation of your soul. So your body is a representation of your soul. Your spirit is a representation of your soul in their respective worlds. So if there is a physical world and there is a spiritual world, your soul serves as the bridge between the physical and the spiritual, because it is the part that connects them together. So in a way, you may not be able to see or point to your soul, but there is a way you can interact with souls. Hello, your soul carries the essence of every man. The soul of a man carries the essence of the man. Let me repeat this for emphasis. The soul of the man carries the essence of the man. And one of the easiest ways that you can communicate with the essence of the man is through the man's aura, or say the man's essence. There's something that is called aura, A-U-R-A, aura. This is, it is usually regarded to as a smoke screen of a person. You know, as you are walking, okay, we've said this before, as you're standing or listening or sitting or listening to this podcast, you are, you have a magnetic field, you have an energy field, okay, that extends to the extent of your body. So you have an energy field that extends to the extent of your body. That means your energy field is as tall as you are, as fat as you are. So that means that around you is an energy field, and when you communicate with people, your energy field also communicates with other people. Listen to me, that energy field is not just filled with your body, it is filled with your soul. So when we say you have an energy field, what we are trying to say is that your soul is as a range of communication, or as an aura around you. So in essence, around you there is an aura. You know, it can be sensed. It can be sensed. If you have the time, you can Google search what aura means, but it can be sensed. It is a part of you that cannot be seen, touched, but it can be sensed. You may not be able to touch it, you may not be able to feel it, but you can sense it. But the easiest way to see your aura is through your shadow. Hello? So you have to understand this. The aura of the man carries the essence of the man, and it carries either the strength or the weakness of the man. That is why sometimes when you wear some clothes, I need you to understand this. When you wear clothes, your clothes carries your essence. They don't just carry your smell, they carry your essence. That is why some people, if you wear their clothes, you are in big problem. Because the soul of the person is so weak that it has, you know, it's so engrossed with problems that when you put it on, you are putting on its problems. This, I'm being frank with you, this is not it's not just strictly spiritual. There are some people's clothes, that there are some people's shadows, that if their shadow should touch you, you will feel that something has gone out of you. And there are some people that if their shadow should touch you, due to the strength of their soul, okay, you feel that, no, I came across something. That is why it is possible for prophets to heal with their clothes. That is why that woman could touch Jesus when he was walking. That woman with a issue of blood could touch Jesus. Thank you. Could touch Jesus and she was healed. Because it was not just his clothes, it was carrying his essence. It was the same reason Elisha could take Elijah's clothes and hit the waters, and the waters could part. See, these things, it is easier to write it off as just spiritual things. No, you have to understand this. The spirit of the man is as strong as the soul of the man. I've said this yesterday, but I need to rephrase this, state it again. That the spirit of the man is just as strong as the soul of the man. So a man with a weakened soul will have a weakened spirit. And a man with a quickened soul will have a quickened spirit. And each of these two will be manifested in every area of his life. So the first manifestation of the soul is the horror, the essence. It may not be seen, but it can be felt. And one easy way to explain this is your energy, the energy you radiate. So the energy you radiate is a direct signal of the state of your soul. The kind of energy you radiate, the kind of energy that is around you, is a direct signal of the state of your soul deep inside. So that is why you may be someone that has certain disabilities, okay, but it would not really matter because of the energy around you. And you may be somebody with certain abilities, but these abilities will come to naught because of probably the energy you have around you. So now, how does the soul, okay, influence both the physical and the spiritual? This is the big question. How does the soul influence both the physical and the spiritual? We have said so far that the soul as a seed is what we refer to as you. It is the part of you that is growing or regressing. So when you are saying, when we say that you are growing as a person, it is not your body, it's not just your body or your spirit. It is your soul that is growing. When you are learning, it is your soul that is adjusting, becoming better. So when you set goals to become a better person, what you are, the kind of goal you are setting is about your soul. Hello. But interestingly, your soul has two main seats that is important. And this, your soul uses these two seats to control every aspect of your body. I mean, every aspect of you. Okay? We're trying to consider how the soul, you know, controls both the body and the spirit. Your soul has two main sectors, or financial sectors. It has two main seats that matters. Just like the way that your body has a brain, it has organs. Your body has organs to keep it going. Your body has organs to keep it going. So when there's something wrong with these organs, okay, when there is something wrong with these organs, your body system will begin to fail. Just like your soul has organs too. Your soul has organs that is keeping it going. And the first organ that is easily recognizable is your conscience. Your conscience is the number one organ that your soul has. Your conscience. So if you do not have a conscience, forget it. Your conscience is the number one organ that your soul has. It is what is either keeping you alive as a soul or keeping you dead as one. So your conscience, I've said this before in the first, second series, that your conscience is a direct mirror of the state of your soul. Your conscience, how kind you are to people or how wicked you can be, is a direct mirror of the kind of person you are. But apart from the conscience, there are two major organs that contributes to the decision you make as a person that contributes to the operations of your body and your spirit. Two main organs. Now, the first one is the mind. The first one is the mind of the man. And the second one is the heart of the man. The first one is the mind of the man. The second one is the heart of the man. Now, when I'm saying heart here, I'm not talking about the one that is beating in your chest. By now, you should understand that sometimes when we're talking about your heart as a person, we're talking about the seat of your emotions, not just not the one that is beating here. We're talking about the seat of your emotions, and the other organ is your mind. Now, these two are so important. Okay, I'm splitting them apart, even though they are one. I'm splitting them apart so that you may have a better understanding of how you operate as a person before you can, you know, control the physical and the spiritual. Now, your mind is the seat of mind power. Okay, it is the part of you that processes information. It is the part of you that takes in realities and automatically help you form what you believe to be true and normal. On the other hand, your heart is the part of you that determines how you respond to, how you react, rather. It's the part of you that means how you react to the realities around you, how you react to the situations around you. However, how you react to the situations around you is determined strongly by what kind of information your mind has processed. So sometimes it might seem that your mind and your heart are going at loggerheads, in the sense that you may have a decision that you may have to take a decision that is quite logical based on the information you have attained. It is the best decision, but do not feel good about it. That is your heart reacting to it, but your mind is asking you to do something else. So sometimes your mind and your heart may have a conflict of may have a conflict of some kind. But whenever this happens, it's either signaling that you are growing as a person. It's either signaling that you are growing as a person. Something needs to be changed. It's either that your mind needs to be upgraded, or is it that your stance about the situation needs to be upgraded, rather, or that your heart, okay, needs to collect new information about how things is done in that particular place, or that you are stagnating as an individual. Understanding this is key. So every time there is a conflict between your mind and your heart, every time that, you know, we like to think it's our brain. You say that your head and your mind and your heart is not agreeing. No, the conflict is not between your head and your heart. No, the conflict is between your mind and your heart. Your mind is the part of you that takes information, processes it, and stores it for future referencing. Your mind is in charge of building habits. It is in charge of building perspective. It is in charge of your response to life generally, not your brain. All your brain does is just to do analysis for the body. That is the work of the brain. That is the work of the brain. Even when you sit down and you are doing critical problem solving, you know, people like to say that they are racking their brains. You are not racking your brain, you are racking your mind. So understanding the role your mind plays is a very important thing. Understanding the role of your mind is very, very, very important. So when there is a conflict of some kind, it is usually between your mind and your heart. And this means something. It means that you need to learn about the environment. You need to train your heart, now your emotions, to respond to the principles guiding the environment. Or as a person, you have a losing, your standard is failing. Any which way, when there is a conflict of some kind, it means that there is a problem with your understanding of the reality in that particular scenario. Anytime there's a conflict. So know this, that your mind controls both your spiritual representation and your physical representation through the through these two organs, your heart and your mind. And having stated the importance of the mind, you need to know this, that it is the mind of the man that gets empowered. It is the mind of the man that takes in information. It is the mind of the man that links things. So it is the mind of the man that creates realities. This is the most important point. It is the mind of the man that creates realities. Let me repeat for emphasis. It is the mind of the man that creates realities. So if your mind is the one that creates realities, it then means that it automatically determines the kind of realities you can get in the physical realm and automatically determine the exploits you can have in the spiritual realm. Do not forget that it is the mind that determines automatically who you think you are. One, your identity as a person. And do not forget that your identity is so important in getting results in the spiritual realm. On the understanding of who you are matters a lot. So it is your mind that learns the principles, although it is your spirit that puts them to use. It is your mind that learns the principles, it is your body that puts them to use. It is your mind that determines how you interpret the reality, but it is your body that moves around that do the actions. So understanding this is key. So knowing that your mind is the seat of the man, you must pay so much attention to your mind, more than your body and your spirit. But you know, people make these mistakes. They think that your body needs all of the care in this world for you to be good. It is not about you looking good. It is about you being good. When you have a good soul, when you have a trained mind, such that you have a good soul, you will look good. It is only a matter of time. Abundance is not a matter of physical representation. It is first a matter of the mind. If you look at it, most of the things that brings results to men do not start from physical manifestations. They start from the mind. Most of them. So understanding this is key. So if you want to play a part in this world that is significant, you have to pay so much attention to your mind. If you want to play a significant role in this life, you have to pay so much attention to your mind. Do not forget, because this is where people get mistakes. You get complacent even with your emotions. You see, your emotions are there. They are responses to the distractions or the thoughts you have. We've discussed this before in the evolution of thoughts. So the problem about your emotions is that your mind may lay a foundation for them. Okay, they are not like the mind. Your heart is not like your mind. Your mind can take in information. It has the capacity to take in information and keep storing without responding yet. While still storing and forming a base, a solid foundation for it. But the problem with your heart is it responds immediately. So you can be doing something really wonderful, but will take time to build. But then you see someone that is moving faster than you are. Without having an understanding of the person, you begin to feel distracted. That is your heart reacting. That is your heart reacting. So knowing this difference is very important. This will give you an insight into how you can lead a beautiful life without stress. So if your soul is so important, and I've already explained the work of the conscience, then you must know this, that apart from the conscience, the mind and the heart, they operate differently. So I've just made you understand that your heart operates instantaneously. It is a direct response. It responds directly to your thoughts. So when you see something and you think about it, you get a direct response from your heart. If it's connected to your emotions. So now, the problem is a lot of people have more things connected to their emotions than their mind. So if you are suffering from depression, you are suffering from worry, you are suffering from all of those things that keeps men down, it is because you have attached too much of the things happening to your life to your heart. It means that the foundation your mind has built towards those things are not strong. Understand this, whether you like it or not, if you must progress, you must have adversity. This is a principle for getting results in this world. Challenges must come before you can get results. This is a principle for getting results on this earth. But you know what? A lot of people keep themselves at the same situation for years. They keep struggling with the same problem for years because, one, they lack understanding of this basic principle. Their mind has not captured the principle, and as such, it has not laid a solid foundation for the act to behave. And so when they go through these principles, they respond, they react. Their minds, their hearts begins to give different, different reactions. They begin to feel depressed. They begin to feel worried. So because the mind has not been accustomed to think of that thing yet, it has not been open to that principle, and it has not taken in information that can build a foundation for it, the heart will respond. And so some people keep having this kind of challenges for years without responding. They will keep reacting, and they will remain at the place. Listen to me, let me be frank with you today, that you can experience one single kind of challenge, and you can keep experiencing it till the day you die, until you learn how to break away from it. Now, you cannot learn how to break away from it by worrying. So, understanding this about your soul is so important. So far, we have discussed that the soul is the most important part of the man, okay? And it is easily seen through the man's essence, one. And then one of the easiest ways to see how the soul is doing is the energy. And of course, the one of the signals of the soul, just like the brain, is the conscience. And we've also discovered there are two main seats of power for the soul. The first is the mind, and the second is the heart, okay? So in the next class, which is going to be tomorrow, we're going to discuss at length how you can align these three together to wire yourself for results. Do have a super fantastic time. I am Adekunle Olambiwonu.